The past is all around in Savannah, including underfoot, according to SCAD professor Robin Williams. He talked with GPB about why he says paving is an important part of history.
Pavement is a very overlooked aspect of the history of the built environment. The preservation movement has focused on buildings, and very few cities have really taken the time to look at the pavement and say, well, it's often older than the buildings, and we walk on it every day, and it is really a legacy of the modernization of the city.
What is the story that Savannah's pavement tells?
So in the 19th century, like other cities, Savannah's streets were dirt. And if it had been a rainy season, the streets turned into bogs and were virtually impassable. There were accounts of people wanting the city to supply stilts at each street corner so that you could go like on stilts across. I don't know how that would have worked. So you can see the desperation. And on a more serious note, in the 19th century, fighting fires. Fires are the greatest threat to a city. But if the streets were dirt, it would really slow down the progress of the firefighting. So the movement to pave streets became this synonymous with the modernization of the city. So the mayor of Savannah on more than a few occasions said, a modern city is a paved city. And each decade saw the technology of pavement developing. With initially it was cobblestones, which some critics said were a hideous and terrible material, but they were readily available and cheap. Even in the South, oyster shells were an option. And so wood streets were experimented with, but they decayed very quickly. So it was this battle between expediency and economy on the one side and durability and performance on the other. And then in the later 19th century, someone stumbled on by a misfiring of bricks that if you overfired the bricks, they would become vitrified and hence give rise to the most common paving material before asphalt, which was brick streets.
Yeah, and you can certainly see all of those different types, most of them anyway, here in Savannah. And of course, you know, dealing with paving, repaving, planning streets, planning sidewalks, all of that stuff is still a constant thing that cities deal with. So how can this history inform the ways that Savannah and other cities make their streets and sidewalks going forward?
Well, on the one hand, the preserving of the historic streets is part of the story of preserving a local identity. Each city came up with its own solution of materials depending on its geographic location, the soil conditions, the economy of the place. Could they afford granite? Could they afford brick? Like oysters, shells being used in the Southeast, for example. And one of my goals would be to see streets given equal consideration as buildings, as part of our heritage. And then on the other side, even using modern materials that emulate or mimic the old pavement, the result is obviously aesthetically very beautiful, but they're using the materials to help calm the traffic. You hit that brick pavement, suddenly the sound of your car is a lot louder. You're going to slow down to control the sound. There's also the potential for environmental benefit, and the city has done two stretches of pavement in downtown Savannah using modern pavers that have gaps between them to allow rainwater to seep into the ground.
That was Robin Williams, the chair of the Architectural History Department at the Savannah College of Art and Design.